Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival / Fork Fest, because Free Talk Live actually did go down. All three of us went down at one point to the actual Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, did either of you buy a wristband?
Yep. Technically, I've got 10 tickets.
Because you're a sponsor.
Yeah, but... So Fork Fest is sponsoring the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And
which means you got to name the pavilion.
Right, and yes, yeah, you can sort of credit me with that.
I will say that, you know, I can't wait to see the video. It wasn't the best presentation I ever gave by far. I screwed up.
It was still pretty good.
Yeah, I thought I had a lot more. I thought I was going to run my mouth a lot more than I actually did during the presentation. Because when I was testing this at home, I was like, okay, 13 slides. It doesn't sound like a lot, but as I ran through it, it took me sometimes 45 to 50 minutes just to get through them. And during the actual presentation, it was closer to like 20 or 25.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're giving a presentation in front of hundreds of people, you get kind of anxious and nervous and stuff, and so
not really.
You rush through things faster.
I just spent less time dwelling on particular points that I had wanted to dwell on. I don't feel that I made the case very well, very strongly, about how Coinbase and all of these others are ultimately going to become the gatekeepers of cryptocurrency. Mm. But it's really hard to do that sort of thing on the fly when, if you're anything like me, you don't do a whole lot of preparation. You go, this is the topic, this is the outline, let's go.
The seat of my pants has wings, I use them.
Yes. You know, well, I mean, I do a radio show, so I'm well-versed in doing exactly that.
You know, the other problem, and I talked about this, you know, and this is something that's just obvious. You also have, you know, a criminal case being held over your head, so you can't, there's a lot of things you can't talk about.
Right.
So there's also that.
Yeah, I didn't mention anything about the actual case or
right.
What it was about. I think I mentioned what some of the charges were at one point, but I completely glossed over all of that and instead focused on what the ramifications of this case are really going to be.
Right, and that was a good thing, I think. Mm-hmm. It hasn't really been talked about much, you know. Most of what's been talked about is, you know, what's happened. And it's kind of interesting, you know, I was thinking in my head, you know, who's the best person to give a speech? And I'm thinking, Aria, but at the same time, Aria can't actually talk about the case, really. So
right.
It's like, it's one of these things where it's like, we kind of need two presentations so that there's somebody who can talk about the case, but isn't going to have their words used against them because they're not
the only people
involved.
Who could actually talk about the case are people who have been indicted, to be honest. I mean, you basically have a list there of six people, and we're all under gag orders.
Mm.
So,
well, I can read the paperwork. I can
yes.
say, okay,
yeah.
here's
well,
that information.
I can do that as well.
There's
I mean,
a lot
we've done
of,
that here on the show.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure how far you can go though. Like, I know anybody who's read the paperwork, every single piece of docket, and gone to every single hearing, and you know, at least the publicly available, is going to be able to talk far more, I think, than you may be able to even.
It frightens me on a spiritual level that I enjoy reading all of the legal documents and
it should, Arya.
It's entertaining.
I'm not
interesting.
I'm not even finished. And
let the legalese see your soul.
That's not the point I'm getting at. It makes me laugh knowing that the federal government is coming after me. I sit there reading these things, laughing about the situation. And I suppose...
Well, it's absurd. It's speech.
It
you
is.
You said things with digits that we didn't like.
I don't know if, you know, to what extent it's considered speech or anything like that, but it's... And I don't know if it's necessarily the absurdity of it. Well, I mean, that's what people say, sure.
Microsoft proved that in court.
It is.
And they kind of rely on it.
It is the absurdity of it. And I think even the judge understood how absurd the prosecution's argument was, like, at least with the Ian hearing, right? And I don't know if that's going to be the case with, you know, nobody's hearing with the actual judge, but it certainly was, I think, with Ian's hearing.
I wasn't able to attend any of nobody's stuff so far. I will hopefully be able to attend the actual hearing. But I was there for Ian's, and there are a lot of charges stacked up against Ian. Some of them are on the face more ridiculous than others.
Mm-hmm.
But I still, it bothers me that as I read these lists of charges that the federal government wants to throw me in prison for, my response to that is to chuckle. To me, I guess that's as good a way of coping with it as any.
I mean, it's called gallows humor for a reason.
I am known for dark humor. That's true. So, it's a muted environment here still at ForkFest, because obviously someone is not here who should be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it was going to be awkward and weird and kind of uncomfortable anyway, simply because Jazzy's not here.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
And, you know, that's been in the back of my mind as well. Well, we have Azria now.
True.
And, I mean, she's no Jazzy. But
I'm no Ian. But
yeah, I'm no Ian either.
Jazzy's been with Free Talk Live. She's a dog. She's been with Free Talk Live for forever.
And she's come to every single ForkFest and Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And
so
she passed away this past year.
She did. She passed around surrounded by friends and family, though. So it could have been worse. But there's also Ian missing.
Yep, absolutely.
It's all very...
It's a lot of best of a bad situation.
Thanks, I guess.
Well, no, I mean, like,
I realized the other
Jazzy
night,
passing and Ian not being here, like, these are terrible situations, and we just make the best of them.
You know, it's unfortunate, but at the same time, it's like everybody's actually is in pretty good spirits, I think, in spite of everything, if that makes any sense, you know? I think everybody's looking forward to, you know, what's coming, even though there's this kind of risk to it.
So
you know?
I look at a lot of this as like they are making desperate moves. Like I would have planned this differently if I were on their side.
Oh yeah.
Like the timing on this has been just awful from their perspective. So it's not just the raid, but it's one thing after another where you see the federal government making acts of desperation, and you tend to make acts of desperation when you're running out of options.
My favorite part was when they asked Jeremy Kaufman of Library, that's LBRY, why his company had a website.
Wait,
the SEC asked him, why did you have a website? To which he responded something like, are you asking me why companies have websites? And the SEC person said yes, so he started answering, well, companies have websites. And then the guy interrupted and said, no, I mean you specifically, why did your company have a website? And he was like, well, so that people could go there to learn about what we were doing. And that's not the only example of that. That's just one of the more egregious ones. But if you follow his social media posts, he has the actual transcripts where they just ask him these absurd questions like that. Why did you have a website?
You have to wonder, like, there's got to be some sort of strategy to that. Are they trying to get you comfortable answering questions in order to... I would think that's what the reasoning would be. Because otherwise, it's just so insane.
The other one that I can think of off the top of my head asked him something like, why were you trying to be honest? And he said, he said something about his information being accurate, and the SEC guy said, so it's important to you to provide accurate information. And he said, yes. And I said, why? He said, I try to always be accurate with the information I provide.
Well, I mean, if you're not, wouldn't it be fraud?
As a member of government, I find it absurd that you are not lying to people at every possible opportunity, and I demand that you explain yourself.
I want to know what environment these you know, statists, these politicians, these, you know, bureaucrats grew up in, where they feel the need that they have to lie about, like, some very fundamental, basic stuff.
Yeah,
they are professional liars.
Well, I know, but like,
can you just imagine having the audacity of being one of these SEC people? You're one of the most powerful people in the United States, and you're standing there asking this guy, why do you try to be accurate? Just imagine how warped did your entire understanding of reality have to be to even postulate that question to someone? Why do you try to tell the truth?
What's
wrong with you that you try to tell the truth? I can't comprehend it.
This so reminds me of employers and asking the question of, so why do you want this job? There's only one answer. Money. Why else would you go and get a job with somebody else?
There are other reasons to have jobs.
No, I mean, I know.
This job for money.
But it's not like a job as an activist calling. You might get lucky in some situation, but...
Don't go anywhere. There's more coming up from Court Fest. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. All sorts of events happening. And it's not just Porcupine Freedom Festival events. That's one of the things I love most about how it has all evolved over the last few years. Like 3 years ago, you would not have been able to have a Bitcoin con thing. I don't know what's going on over there. It's some sort of Bitcoin thing. They spew garbage all day, every day, from what I can tell.
I've had fun arguing with them.
Are they Bitcoin maximalists? Is that what's happening?
Largely, yeah.
They had a debate on it.
One of the people I was talking to is like, yeah, the Lightning Chain. You got to do the Lightning Chain. And it's like, no.
Dude, no one
really good reasons, one of which is that it makes it possible to end up in the same situation with crypto that we're in with fiat.
Yes, it's not a trustless system. The node that you have your Bitcoin on gets detrusted for whatever reason, mm-hmm. your Bitcoin's gone. Yeah. End of story.
Yeah.
So, no, that's not a good solution at all. Plus, it's clunky. It's not user. I'm a very knowledgeable person when it comes to cryptocurrency. I know the ins and outs of how to use it. And the Lightning Network is extremely clunky and not user-friendly. It's a bad solution to a long-term problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The biggest moment of frustration with them was when I saw Mo talking to them, and he said something to the effect of, hey, who wants $5 in Bitcoin Cash? All you got to do is open up your wallet, and I'll come by and give it to you. And one of the guys shouted him down, saying, no, all you people, you're selling out your principles for $5. I was like, oh, okay.
Selling out my principles?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I just learned everything I needed to know. I'm staying the... They had this talk...
You can't trade for silver, only gold!
Yeah, they had these... They have all kinds of conversations like that, and it's just so obvious that these are not people who actually use cryptocurrency in a useful or meaningful way.
Bartering? What are you bringing us back to the Dark Ages?
I would be stunned to find that any of these Bitcoin maximalists that have been over there have made a single cryptocurrency transaction here at Porkfest. I would be stunned.
Oh, I tried to buy a drink from them, and they're like, "Oh, well, hang on. So, what do you want to do?" And I'm like, and he's like, "Oh, well, I've got a Lightning wallet," and I'm like, "No. I don't have Lightning. It's a terrible idea. I don't use it."
Oh, that's interesting.
Let me try. And he could not bring me a cryptocurrency address to give him money for a drink.
I know some people a number of years ago, they required you to be able to demonstrate that you knew how to send and receive cryptocurrency in order to gain access to their party.
Mm-hmm.
And it shocked. And there were a lot of people there who had clearly never used cryptocurrency in any meaningful way.
I mean, there's a lot of people from out of town that come to Porkfest, effectively. So three-fourths of the people here this is the first time they've been to the state of New Hampshire or are hearing about the migration movement. So it doesn't surprise me that there's a lot of people that don't have a crypto wallet yet. But what's interesting is that, like, everybody here accepts cryptocurrency. Everybody. I was kind of curious whether or not you had any problems, like, you know, buying stuff, because some of the vendors aren't accepting dirty fiat.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, I have gold backs.
You're probably okay with gold backs too.
Yeah, if I run into a vendor, I mean, realistically, any of these vendors would probably be willing to take USD from me, given they know the situation I'm in more than likely.
Probably.
They'd probably be willing to bend the rules for me.
Yeah.
But a lot of vendors won't even accept money from me. Any money from me.
Yeah, I believe it. That's good.
Your money is good here, lady.
That's exactly how you should be treated. You should be put on a pedestal right now for all you've done.
It makes me feel bad. Like, look, I don't mind paying, but they're like, well, I've been donated to the Crypto 6 fundraiser, and I was like, okay, I understand now why it would be senseless for me to pay you, but just let me pay you.
And let me fulfill the ritual, please.
Yes, and I don't want to feel like I'm being given something, you know?
Mm. It's
like,
you're not getting it for free, are you? You're paying a high price for it.
Yeah, I still, you paid in risk.
Yeah.
Well, still, I haven't run into the issue of anyone saying, no, we won't take your dirty war dollars, and even if someone were to do that, I don't see it happening in my particular case, but I do have the gold backs that I could use.
Good. Yeah, I haven't had any problem spending gold backs with any vendor here, and I've been spending gold backs.
This is the biggest year from gold backs, from what I can tell.
Definitely, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is the year of the gold back, really.
Oh, yeah.
Which is convenient for me, since I can't use cryptocurrency. Well, but there are actually We Accept Gold Back Here stickers now that I plan to take back with me to Keene.
I haven't spent any dirty fiat here. Not a single dollar.
Must be nice, Chris. Want to rub it in?
I'm sorry. but I spent gold backs. So I'm not that...
Well, I've spent silver, and I've spent Goldbacks, and I've spent USD.
Well, and that's one thing, too, is, like, I would love to see them tell you you can't spend gold. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't see any reason that there could possibly be any restriction on me using gold or silver.
They stole
the Goldbacks.
They did, but that's because it was valuable, and they were authorized to steal anything that was valuable.
Yeah, there are so many levels on which they have enshrined your ability to trade gold that, like, if they tried to take it now, I mean, good luck.
I don't see any justification that they would have for, you know, keeping me from using gold bags. I mean, it's just gold, right?
Are you going to say I can't have a gold necklace next?
I mean,
well, they're going to, I mean, you know, the arguments effectively.
What about these silver dollars that I have in my hotel room that are, they were minted by the U.S. government.
But Aria, everything you own, everything you could possess, including the money that you earn, you know, from your day job, that's all proceeds of crime.
What?
That's their argument. That's why they say they can take it. You know, it doesn't matter the fact that your money is coming from
a job or two.
Yeah, right.
From what I can tell, that you're talking about the notice of forfeiture that was filed, right? Where it was like if these charges are, I think it was the last
probably
page of the indictment. I don't recall.
It's probably that.
There was something to the effect of if the defendant is found guilty, then all proceeds will be forfeit to the U.S. government.
Yeah, proceeds that didn't come from crime because they predate cryptocurrency.
No, there is a caveat in there that says anything that is a proceed from the crime, right? They can't take Ian's property from him. They can't take the house I live in or the house that he lives in from him, because those predate any allegations of cryptocurrency usage.
In the Ian's hearing, they said something to the effect of the prosecutor argued all of the church's property, the Shire Free Church's property, was proceeds of crime. And that, even though the house predates it and was donated to the church before cryptocurrency stuff was going on.
I think you may be misremembering, but at any rate, I don't see any possibility of them taking the properties from him because they're not listed in the forfeiture notice. So, who knows?
Hopefully. I think you're right about that. That doesn't change what the prosecutor said during the hearing.
Oh, well, sure. Well, I mean, the prosecutor spelled a thing yesterday or the day before objecting to the release of Rich Paul, where they said that he was being charged with running an unlicensed money services business. Well, that's not true.
Right.
He's being charged with running a money transmitting business that wasn't licensed. So, I mean, they say inaccurate and incorrect things all the time.
Yeah.
What's important is what gets filed and doesn't get filed. Now, they did incorrectly file. Now, in their filing, they did incorrectly state what charges he's being charged with. Maybe he's got more charges that I know about. I don't know. But he hasn't been charged with operating an unlicensed money services business, yet that made its way into the actual federal filing, just like any of the other nonsense did. But the actual notice of forfeiture, from what I could tell, it would exclude the properties on Leber Street and on Marlborough Street. But I don't know. I'm not an attorney. This is why I have an attorney. More coming up. Don't go anywhere. We're still here until July the 4th. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 150 people remain unaccounted for in the collapse of a 12-story Florida condominium tower. At least five people were killed when the building in Surfside near Miami partially collapsed on Thursday. Rescue efforts have been hampered as firefighters continue to fight a blaze inside the rubble of the building. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says they are determined to find the cause of the collapse of the tower, but tells CNN their primary concern is the search for survivors.
Buildings in America did not fall down. The only time we saw buildings fall down was in 2001. And this was eerily like that, because we had two pieces of the building fall down separately, right on top of each other, and then we had a fire that we've been fighting for days. Something was very wrong with that building, very, very wrong, and we're going to get to it. But we're not going to get to it today, we're not going to get to it tomorrow, or the next day, because we're only focused on bringing people out alive and getting them back to their family.
This is USA Radio News. The Federal Aviation Administration says that the number of reports it's received of unruly passenger behavior is up significantly this year. The agency saying this week that it's received more than 3,000 complaints so far and levied over $500,000 in fines for the incidents, which have included assaults on flight attendants. Transport Workers Union Local 556 President Lynn Montgomery says that the airlines and the FAA need to respond quickly and firmly to these incidents. She tells Fox News that it boils down to safety on airplanes.
You know, it's very serious. Flight attendants are the last line of defense, and we're aviation's first responders. We are the first responders that are in charge of making sure that your flight arrives safely. And sometimes the safety duties that we're performing, you're not even aware of. You don't even see it because you're used to us smiling and maybe serving you a Coke. But it's not appropriate to give you a drink and then be punched in the face. We have to have compliance, and remember, it's about safety on board the aircraft.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live from the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. We're here until July the 4th. You can still come hang out with us. It's the cool kids party, the after party for the Porcupine. It used to be the pre-party, right? It was like 3 days or something like that. And then Ian and someone else, who I'm not going to name, were discussing it. We're like, let's do it after next year.
It's a much better idea that way.
And it became, you know, the cool kids after party. Plus, it allows us to advertise ForkFest during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. In fact, we have a ForkFest.party banner. Someone else has one down here. I don't even know who they are.
There are a lot of people with ForkFest party banners all over this campus.
How do we not know who they are?
If only you had some kind of centralized intelligence apparatus.
We don't, but we're the ones who essentially, I mean, we're largely the ones who created and promoted ForkFest, and now we have people with banners are like,
it has
who the hell's vehicle
you.
Is this? So there are also LRN.FM stickers, which I assume were just picked up here because we leave them out for anyone to take them, but I'm just like, I don't know who they are.
It's probably somebody I bumped into who wanted one, and I bring them usually every year, the ForkFest party banner, so it's probably me. Or they may have had it from a past year, too, where not everybody returns them. So
there's also one hanging up at the Crypto 6 Pavilion down there. That's the main pavilion.
That's right.
It would have been so much less confusing if the organizer of this event, when we were discussing my presentation, had just said, the main pavilion. Mm. Instead, he said, it's at the Crypto 6 Pavilion. I was like, okay, is that one of the tents you guys threw up? He's like, it's Pavilion 6.
There's actually only one pavilion here, so I think it's pretty clear, but I can understand where the confusion is.
Well, I mean, there's a pavilion up there as well. They just don't use it for that purpose.
There's a Oh, you're right, actually. There's two pavilions.
Yeah. That's the main pavilion. But he called it Pavilion 6, which is what
not
really
the crypto-6 pavilion?
He did ultimately clarify, but it was very confusing.
And it's labeled PAV6, which I thought was ridiculous.
Yeah, see, all of that was very confusing for me, trying to figure out where the hell I was supposed to be going.
That might in part be my fault. I'm sorry, guys.
You do, Chris.
So, hey, okay, so I'm the one behind it, so I basically filled out, they had me fill out a form with information, and I filled it out the best I could, and that's where I think the PAV6 came from, but I only had 4 characters to put in there, so that was partially them, partially me.
Well, no worries. I mean, I found the place.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ForkFest.party banner hanging up in there, it looks awesome. All of their presentations there on the screens, you just constantly see the Crypto 6 coming by and stuff like that. It causes people to ask questions. I'm looking forward to seeing the picture from today, though, because I want to know how many of the people in this photograph are wearing a Free the Crypto 6 t-shirt. I wanted to wear one for that purpose. I wore one for the presentation, but after the presentation, it was a little bit hot, so I just went to my room and swapped out to a less hot t-shirt. Then I was like, do I really have time to go get it? And then, of course, having the puppy and just being me, having just done a presentation, I got stopped like 30 times between here and the 45 feet that it's at, and just didn't have time to go and get it, unfortunately. But I was there for the photograph, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it turned out, because there's just no way the photographer...
Well, gee, how's anyone supposed to know that you support the Crypto 6? Jeez.
I know, right? Maybe I hate those people.
I mean.
But I do see a lot more of the t-shirts today than I saw yesterday or the day before.
So, I mean, keep in mind that there are, you know, 4,000 people here, roughly.
Nah.
3,000 really? Tickets sold. There's more people than...
Who told you 3,000? Because I got my numbers.
I heard selling tickets.
I got my numbers from Dennis Pratt, who organized the event. He said 2,500.
Yeah, 2,500 is the number that I have heard everywhere.
Was it 2,500?
Now, that being said,
that is a huge number, but there's also a lot of tickets that weren't actually redeemed and stuff as well.
They stopped. Okay, so there's stuff. Sorry,
guys. Like, they're including my ticket.
That was me.
They're including my ticket in with that, and yours as well.
Yeah, and I didn't pick up mine either, so I got 10 of them, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I do think that 3,000 might be a reasonable estimate, though, because there are people here without tickets.
So there's a lot of people here without tickets, actually. Because they ran out of tickets to sell, basically. And I know.
Well, they stopped selling day passes as well. I mean, it's a huge festival this year.
Oh, yeah.
They stopped selling, you mean at the camp, to get into the campground, they stopped selling?
As I understand it, according to Dennis Pratt, they stopped selling day passes.
Oh, wow. I hope nobody shows up and is expected to be able to get in.
We've been telling people since then that you can't come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival if you don't already have a ticket.
Okay, but you can come to ForkFest.
You absolutely can, and we're going to be here from June the 28th through July
Monday,
the 4th.
Yep, as of Monday.
We're assuming it's not sold out.
But this is true.
We don't sell tickets, so we have
no way of knowing. There's no tickets for ForkFest.
Maybe ForkFest is sold out. How many people are going to be here on 4th of July weekend?
I have no idea.
Come anyway. Standing room only.
So I was told at one point that it was sold out and packed, but that information was wrong, I think, because what happened was they don't understand when you're saying ForkFest that you're not talking about ForkFest because they're similar sounding.
They are, which is why I always say Porcupine Freedom Festival versus ForkFest.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So it's not the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
It is not. Lately, I've been wanting to just call it the Freedom Festival, right? Because I think it would be a good idea for ForkFest and PorkFest to work together once again. Now that the option is there, now that it's decentralized, they're not kicking people out, they're not searching vehicles.
Well, there's technically no official dates, and some people do consider the whole 2 weeks to be ForkFest.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So.
But I think it would be more advantageous if we were actually able to work closely with the Porcupine Freedom Festival planners to make the event as good as it could be, while still having the after party that is ForkFest by itself.
I wonder if they're just trying to avoid more liability or what. But.
Well, a lot of the issue is they don't, historically, I don't know how Dennis Pratt feels about any of this because I haven't talked to him extensively. All of our conversations about this was about my presentation at the Crypto 6. But historically, there's a bit of animosity between Free Talk Live and the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I mean, they kicked out Ian, and that sort of made me upset. So
and Free Talk Live as well, I believe.
Well, they didn't really kick out Free Talk Live, but they did kick out the only person
who was...
They
were so unclear that it wasn't clear whether or not Free Talk Live was banned, too.
No, they were clear. The issue was just that the only person then who knew how to run Free Talk Live was Ian. So they effectively kicked out Free Talk Live. Just like when the FBI arrested me and Ian, they took down Free Talk Live because they took down the only two people who are actually capable of doing it. So it was sort of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then they were upset with me because I was planning a togetherness event to talk with some people, so, and I backed out of that because I was like, hey, just told my best friend he can't come here. I'm not taking part in your event.
So it is nice to see you guys playing nice for a change.
So here's the thing. There are more. There's this. Okay, so this is my experience. Okay, there are particular people who don't care for certain things, but it's not everybody. Like for example, the Forkfest. Carla didn't want us to sponsor, basically under the Forkfest banner, but she went and she talked to the rest of the group, and the rest of the group said, "You're crazy," and so we ended up with the Forkfest sponsorship of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Right.
So it's not everybody. It's just
I
some people.
I never once even suggested it was everybody. I didn't even name names. You did.
Well, no. I know. But I'm just saying, when you
say
Porkfest people, it kind of seems like you're implying that it's like everybody in the Porkfest. And it's not.
Well, they were too cowardly to tell us who exactly didn't want Ian to be here.
That's true.
But all of that has changed. I mean, I know Carla doesn't like me. She's been pretty clear about that.
She has been on. She did go on Free Talk Live last year, though, at Porkfest.
No,
so that
was under the condition that I not be around.
Really?
Oh, yes, you didn't know that?
I was not aware of that.
Yes, that was the only reason that happened.
So you're getting the scoop here and now at this Porkfest.
She agreed to come on, but only if I wasn't there.
Interesting.
And this was largely because I, under the auspices of the Reformed Satanic Church, attempted to sponsor the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which she didn't care for.
Yeah, how dare you try to give me
so
money with
the
name on the check I don't like.
I know we talked about this last year.
The story gets funnier, so hold on for a second.
Yeah.
So she said something like, what, LOL, pass? So she asked what, so I explained. It's an actual church that I own. We actually raise money for charities. We're one of the top contributors to the Extra Life organization that's, or at least the affiliate operating here in Keene, and blah, 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 blah. And she was like, what part of hard pass do you not understand? I was like, hey, well, I didn't understand the part where you asked what. So you asked me a question, so I explained. But being the bigger person, I decided it would be nice if I donated money from the Reformed Satanic Church as a token of forgiveness to her Senate campaign. And that was really what upset her.
Interesting.
Because right there under her list of donors, it is right there, Reformed Satanic Church. And she was trying to find ways to get them. She was pissed at Ian about it because she was like, you put her up to this. And
your minions! You sent your minions!
She associated me with it, too, and I had not, I didn't even know about it until after the fact.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can still join us. We're here until July the 4th at Porkfest 2021, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Even today, I mean, it's chilly. Bring a hoodie, man. But it is a beautiful day nonetheless, and there's still time to join us. I think this is the last day of rain for the next week or two. I'm not...
Oh, really?
I think so.
I think last time I looked, it was like yesterday, today, and tomorrow, we're all at like 46%, 49% chance of rain, so...
I would love some sunshine. I'm glad the sun hasn't come back out today because the humidity level would just be unbearable and then it would be 90 degrees again. But it was 90 degrees when I got here Monday and it was hot enough that I was just like, nah, screw this. I'm sitting up and I'm going to the AC. You guys have fun.
Yeah, this event is interesting because of where it's held. The weather is like, it can be wet, but at the same time, it's usually not that bad. Like, it's bearable.
Yeah, I mean, today is a little muggy.
It's like spitting, basically. It's not like pouring or anything. We did have a Monday, it was pouring, but like usually it's just a couple of days, maybe at most, of pouring, and it spits on and off on other days where it's, you know, raining.
Tends to be warm enough to walk around even when it is raining, so that's nice.
Yeah. So, and it's not too hot. Like if it was in a desert or somewhere south of here, you know, it can get hot, or, you know, it could get cold too.
Well, I mean, it was 90 degrees here Monday, so it can get hot here too, like unbearably hot.
Yeah, but 90 degrees is still like, that's at the tip of what it can get to here.
Yes, but it was that just a few days ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I don't want to gloss over
most
that.
Most of the time,
especially if you're going to be out tent camping.
Most of the couple weeks, though,
where that you're camping
here, it's not that type of weather. It's like 70. You know, it's a nice temperature to be here.
Sure. And we're talking about the history of Porkfest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And look, I don't bear any of these people grudges. I want to be clear about that. The entire reason that I donated money to Carla's Senate campaign was to make it known that, hey, look, I realize you don't like what I do, but I still support what you're going to do.
Right.
Right. We don't have to be enemies here. But, you know, she was mad at Ian about that. She was mad at me about that. She thought he had put me up to it. For whatever reason, she thought that I somehow didn't have $50 to donate to her Senate campaign. I honestly thought that he gave me the money to do this. It's like, man, you have no respect for me whatsoever.
$50?
I think it was $50. I don't remember now. But I'm pretty sure it was just $50. And I mean, just a small token of, hey, I'm not mad at you. Everything's fine. But yeah, then she didn't want to be on the show if I was around. And she hasn't spoken to me at all. I don't think she's even looked at me. I mean, she's seen believe me, but she like averts her gaze. Oh, there's that evil
Satanist.
I will
tolerate that we're on the same side, but
yeah, it's really funny because usually, you know, the thing is that we have in every community has like infighting with each other. But you know, what's funny
I'm not infighting with anyone. There are just some people who don't like me, and you know,
yeah,
I wish they would get over that.
And that's
what
every community
is.
But what I've noticed about like our community here in New Hampshire is that, for the most part, it doesn't usually get in the way. Like, you can do your thing, I can do my thing. There's just so many libertarians here. We don't have to really interact with each other if we don't get along, you know?
On that note, I will say this. Dennis Pratt was upset with me because I was supposed to be working with him to do something last year or the year before. I don't remember exactly what year it was. And it was the last year that they wouldn't let Ian attend. And no, they declined
it. No, he was here last year.
No, I said, or the year before. I don't remember the exact year.
So
it was that they declined.
I think it was 2 years ago.
They declined a donation from him, is what it was. And there was some nastiness toward him, and I was just like, okay, look, I'm backing out. I'm done. I'm not going to do your thing because you're being rude to my best friend. But instead of holding that against me, he just gave me a call, and we talked about it. I explained why I did what I did. He listened. I assured him that, hey, well, you don't have to really worry about that happening again because you guys have been more than fair to Ian since then.
Yeah.
I mean, if you...
Yeah, Dennis is wicked freaking awesome.
He is.
A great guy.
And so, I mean, we were able to just talk through that and work that out, and everyone benefited as a result, as far as I can tell. That's the way to handle these things. It's not to dwell on them and go, oh, that evil Satanist tranny gave me $50. It's to talk it out, work it out, and come to a solution.
I've been pretty happy with Roger Paxton in, I think, a couple years, and then in Dennis. It's really, I think we had more problems more like 3 or 4 years ago.
That was under the Paxtons. Ever since my very first Porcupine
Under Roger
Festival.
Paxton, really? Yeah. Because it went pretty well by comparison, prior years at least. Let me put it that way.
I don't know to what extent, you know, he and his wife had any control over it whatsoever.
Roger Paxton, like, quit over the whole Ian thing.
I know.
He stopped doing it over that.
Wow.
I know, but he was
put
still,
out a letter and everything.
Yeah, but he was still the one. The very first Porcupine Freedom Festival that I ever attended was organized and created by he and his wife. Or not creative, but organized and planned and, you know, all of that.
Okay.
I don't know to what... The biggest issue I saw was the closing down of Rogers Campground and the out-of-control park rangers who acted like cops.
Yeah.
And searching people's vehicles and nonsense like that.
There were a lot of complaints that year from everyone.
Yeah, banning Ian Freeman certainly didn't help. And then refusing to clarify whether he had been banned for 1 year or multiple years and refusing to take money from him. It was just all not good. But luckily, they've come around. I assume that as a result of all of that nonsense, what we saw was accurate, and that was the numbers of attendees just plummeting. Now, last year, they opened the Porcupine Freedom Festival back up for the first time in, I don't know, since I have been attending at the very least, and the numbers were way up.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it remained open, and they are sold out.
Right.
To the extent that, as I've been told, they're not even selling day pass anymore. So it was clearly, I haven't even seen a park ranger.
No, I don't think they're doing it at all.
No, like, I am so in favor. They sort of are.
Exist,
so
I know.
They actually came around, and I was asked if I needed help unpacking.
Wow.
Huh. So I was extraordinarily happy about how it's been dealt with this year, as far as, you know, again, I'm one of the, you know, sponsors and organizers, but so. They have treated the vendors and sponsors way, way better than they did a handful of years ago.
Yeah, I remember the very last...
But it was under a different regime.
Well, and this is kind of a general problem. Like, you set people up to be servants, and they become masters.
Yeah.
So you try and get
some people
to be park rangers because you want to, you know, make people safe and make sure that there's first aid, and they just get a head full of power. And I need to search your vehicle.
Well, I remember the very last time that ForkFest happened prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The next to last night, the penultimate night of ForkFest, was absolutely amazing. The next night, the Porcupine Freedom Festival had arrived, and the vibe shifted immediately. There were already people getting in the way with golf carts with their little Pork Ranger signs all over them. They were blocking roads and stuff like that, getting in the way of people. They had no concern And I went back to my hotel room to get something, and I heard whoever was heading the Pork Rangers that year actually say that she was upset because she couldn't do something about she saw that she didn't like because it was still Fork Fest, not the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and she was upset because, quote, she didn't have jurisdiction to do anything about it.
You know what's
and
funny?
That conversation will never, ever be forgotten.
Right.
It's really interesting. So, like, you know, the old days things, this is before you were here, Aria, but we're really amazing, and there were days even before that were also before I was here, and they were also amazing. But
I'll
like,
tell you, the days now are friggin' amazing.
Sometime between like 2013 and 14, and now there's been like an event or two that were not good, and they've had, but different people have organized it too. So, and I've noticed that depending on who's organizing it, that's kind of what determines whether or not it's a good pork fest or not a good pork fest.
Well, from what I can tell, it has more to do with how controlling the Porcupine Freedom Festival is. The less controlling they are, the better the
Absolutely.
Festival is. Like, I went down there and...
But this also depends on who the head organizer is.
Sure. And I don't want to say anything to that note.
Well, yeah, different people are going to take different strategies on this. So if you're a controlling person, you're going to want to take control.
But I'm not sure to what extent the organizer actually has any control over whether or not the Free State Project Incorporated rents out the entire campground.
Mm.
You know, I don't know what they can do about that. But I know that this year I've walked down to the Porcupine Freedom Festival several times. I don't have a wristband. Mm. But I don't know if just anyone can do that. Of course, the fact that, you know, you see me and you see the 6-foot-tall tranny, just about everyone here who would be part of the organizers of the Porcupine Freedom Festival already know who I am. And they know, even if I don't have a ticket, I'm speaking. And even if I wasn't speaking, do they really want to tell me I can't be there?
This very much, I feel like, has been dependent on who's organizing it. And I've been coming for maybe six.
Like, even last year, weren't they requiring to see
wristbands? I think we've just kind of finally gotten our legs under us and figured out what level of organization works for an event like this. We're like, okay, well, we've got this section here. That's where we have our speakers and we deal with our stuff. And you guys just go do your thing over there.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't they actually require wristbands for people to enter the Porcupine Freedom Festival area last year?
So they do this year too.
No.
The question is about
they
about
don't actually have anyone standing there this year.
Well,
de jure or de facto.
Right. So this is exactly what I'm talking about. This is about enforcement. Just because they're not enforcing it doesn't mean it's not required.
Well, it's not required if they're not enforcing it. It's just a suggestion.
They have signs up that say you need to have a wristband on. They're just not enforcing it.
It's too late.
There's a rule. Just no one's doing it.
Thanks for listening. More coming up from Pork Fest. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.